Behind the Mask.
We back, and you know what? This is the time that I really like, because we got the big homies in there. We got the other plus size models in here. We got the linemen, the old linemen. You know, we get overlooked on the field sometimes, but off the field, you see the drip, the swag, stylishness. The Pro Bowler, the All Pro, one of the best linemen in Saints history, Teron Armstead, joining us on Behind the Mask podcast. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on.
Everything good?
Everything good. Life is great.
You know what? We were supposed to have the big homie on, Willie Rofe, but he got a little tied up. Yep. You know what I mean? That would have been dope.
That would have been epic, man. That's my big brother. And yeah, I know. Same for you. I was with him last night at Shannon Sharp party. Sat and talked for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Me, him, and his wife. That's my guy.
For sure, for sure. So talk about the journey, man, when you got into the league, going to the Saints, obviously from Arkansas Pine Bluff. What was it like in your early years in the NFL, man?
I was a blank sheet of paper, man, coming from Arkansas Pine Bluff. I didn't really have the blueprint or, you know, the guides. So I just kind of everything was a learning curve.
Yeah.
I met my first NFL player in the locker room once I got drafted to the Saints. I seen Drew Brees' locker from across the locker room. I kind of fanned out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just was great, man. I became a man, you know, throughout my time in New Orleans and now in Miami, you know, who I am today. It's just everything has been just such a blessing. The wins, the losses, the great times, the bad times, you know what I mean? The adversity, the challenges. It's just been my creation. It made me who I am today.
Facts. And we talk about the time that you had that welcome to the league moment where you might have got baptized by somebody. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I know you baptized a lot of cats in your playing days, but what was that moment like for you?
No, I've passed out a lot of baptisms throughout my career.
Threw them out the club.
I definitely had my welcome to the NFL moment. My first start, I had Greg Hardy. He's with Carolina Panthers. He got me on the inside move, got a sack. But I got him back, though.
Yeah.
Bad, too.
What you do? What you give him, coach?
So we had a outside zone going to the right, and he kind of tried to slant across my face, whatever. I got locked up with him.
Inside him?
Like 15 yards down the field. Ugh.
Peter roll.
Yeah.
You ain't lay on him. Did you give him the?
No, I ain't get too crazy because he had already got me, too. So
okay.
Respect. You know, like the great Marshawn Lynch say, like, sometimes I'm gonna get got, but I'm gonna get mine more than I get got, though.
And that happens all the time in the league. I mean, if you ain't got, you know, got playing, you ain't played long enough.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So going through your career again, who were some of the toughest matchups that you had to go against?
Yeah, man. I've seen a lot of those monsters, man. A lot of those mutants. And even now, like, you see the evolution of defensive linemen. These guys 6'6", 280 with a six pack, running 4.4. Like they're it's crazy. Some of these guys are made in the laboratory, man. So see Miles Garrett, see Max Crosby, even Von Miller, Cam Jordan. He was one of my old teammates. I've seen so many of these guys: Melvin Ingram, Khalil Mack, everybody. You know, all the top guys I've seen at some point throughout my career. It's been a blessing, though, having that competition.
And the transition. You talk about the difference of the way the game was when you first got into now. Miami Dolphins, man. Y'all hands down got one of the most prolific offenses. Teams overall in the NFL, that speed, though, like no other, man. Talk about your experience now with the Dolphins, bro.
It's been amazing, man. It's been amazing. It's been, listen, no complaints at all. Been down there in Miami, been with the Dolphins organization, the city, the fan base is incredible, so strong. But no, you get in that huddle, you see Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, you see Raheem Mostert, Devon Achane, like, you see all these weapons. You know what I mean? It's a blessing, man. It gets you excited, it gives you energy. We know up front, and we just try to create time and space. You know, space for those guys, and at any moment they can go the distance. So it's a blessing, man.
For sure. And now, unfortunately, didn't make it to where you wanted to go in the postseason. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the Chiefs' offense, but what did you see from the Chiefs' defense that make them such a hard out?
Yeah, man, listen, hats off to their defense. Can't talk about them enough. They are relentless. They fly around. They're very physical. Those guys run and hit. They play a brand of football that a lot of people choose not to play. You know what I mean? They want to run. They want to hit you. They're going to talk, all that good stuff. It's fun to play against a team like that. It's fun to play against that. They're defending champs. I've had countless amount of battles with them right now during this window that they've been been in. Even with the Saints, we played against them, and it was just that level of competition. Not too many teams choose to play that brand of football.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What do you think it's going to take for the Dolphins to get over that hump and for y'all to be in this position next year?
We got to do it, man. We can't talk about it. You know what I mean? That's the hard part about this. You work all year to just get the opportunity to show and prove. You get in the postseason, and then you lose, and it's all for nothing. It's gone. Yeah. So you got to start from zero again and work your way up and try to get into that tournament again. And, we've done enough talking about what we want to do and where we want to go. That's not a question anymore. The expectation is high. Yeah. We're a playoff team, so that's not like we're not fighting to get to – that's a – we're, you know, that – we've changed that, the expectation. Now it's time to – we got to do it. And there's no other secret sauce or nothing. We just got to go out and do it.
So what does that look like? What's the one thing that you feel like, you know what, next year this is going to be different?
What it looks like to me is the trajectory that we've been on, the improvement, the growth, the experience from our quarterback, from our head coach. You know, they just finished 2 years together. We all just finished 2 years together. Tua's 24 years old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. So we're still growing and elevating, but it's now. The time is now. Like, there's no waiting need to be done. There's no more of a learning curve. Year three in that system, year three in this regime. We got enough. Yeah. We got enough. So now what it takes is to do it.
Facts.
That's it. That's right.
We talked about Tua, obviously one of the more prolific quarterbacks in the league now. But this league, they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. You know what I mean? So what is something that people don't know about Tua that you could bring to light right now?
He's so hypercritical of himself. He's so hard on himself. But he's also like, Tua got killer instinct.
Yeah.
Tua got killer instinct. Tua is a dog. And he's soft-spoken. He don't really – not the most vocal guy, whatever. But Tua's a dog. And the way that he stepped up as a leader, the way that he was more vocal and took command and challenged the great Tyreek Hill, hey, I need you to be in this spot. I need you to – Waddle, you got to run. He didn't do that his first year. He didn't. He didn't. So to see that, that was the most – amazing part of the season.
The growth.
To see his growth as a leader, be more vocal, challenging, be a demanding, and that's what it will take to get past Kansas City.
And that's one of the things that people outside the locker room don't see. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Media, we don't see, because that's happening in the huddle, in the game, in the team meetings and everything. And that's what it's going to take for y'all to get to the next level.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? That's a fact.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So for you, Teron Armstead, you got the Pro Bowls, you got the All Pros, mad success in the league. 11 years so
11
far?
Years.
11 years 11 in years. The game. What is the one thing that you feel is missing in your career?
The ring, man.
Yeah.
The ring. I dreamed about it so many times. I've seen my post-game reaction. I've seen my parade. Yeah. No shirt with a WWE belt. Like, I've seen it.
Champ.
You know what I mean? So I really been trying to get there, and I've been on great teams.
Yeah.
That's how I know, like, you can do everything right, and it's so hard to do.
Yeah.
You got to get lucky sometimes. The ball got to bounce your way. Like, I've been on great teams. I've been seconds away from a Super Bowl berth, and still never been, you know? So it's challenging, man. That's the hard part about this league. That's what makes it the most competitive league in the game. It's not a 7-game series. Sudden death all of a sudden.
Facts.
You know what I mean? You win 14 games throughout the season, and you lose to a team that's 8-9. That's just what it is.
Facts. What you got going on off the field? Where can they find you? Your foundation, your philanthropic work, et cetera?
Yeah, T_Armstead72, all social media platforms. Teron Armstead Foundation, all social media platforms. We're doing a lot of great work in the community, man. So anybody want to get involved or get in tune to what we're doing, just scream at us.
Sure, man. Appreciate you coming by.
Appreciate
you. Got to get Big Willie on next time, man. Do this again, man.
Yep.
Much love.
Thank you.
Behind the Mask.